We are just at the very end of Shin Yud Ches. We're up to Sif Yud Tes. And we will also be doing the Mishnah Berurah's Hakdama to Meleches Borer at the beginning of Shin Yud Ches. So, Shin Yud Ches, Sif Yud Tes, Osu Latoach Shemen Vishum Alatzli Ba'odo Kenegan Hamadura. You went and roasted meat on the fire, and now what you'd like to do is put some oil or garlic on it. Afilu nitzla atzli mibod yom, mikol malkom yisbash lashum vashemen. And the Mishnah Berurah adds to that, even if your hot meat is not on the fire, if you have hot meat, and now you want to go ahead and put oil or garlic on it while it's still hot, and there the oil will turn to yatzol edisbo, the garlic is going to become yisbash l'kamachol bendrosoi. The halachi is that is aser. Even if you place it in a keli sheni, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir for the shitas that a davar gush, a solid in a keli sheni, is as if it were in a keli rishon. Same would go for a keli shlishi, for that matter. It doesn't make a difference. B'di'evit, if someone did it, so the halacha would be makel in a keli sheni, but not in a keli rishon. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, he talks about some common cases they had. One is if you have chicken fat that solidified, and you want to go and put that onto the hot meat. So he says that that's going to be mutter because it's considered a davar yavesh, that's mavushal called sarko. Also, there's no problem of nolad because it gets absorbed into the meat as long as you don't actually go ahead and make it dissolve. He gives another case of taking the schmaltz, the fat of chicken, and putting it on top of hot noodles. And he says that you can't do it. He says that you can do it because the schmaltz was fully cooked and it's a solid. Now, the mashmaltz of the Mishnah Berurah is that if this were a liquid, it would have been aser. Because the mashmaltz is that to take a liquid that is fully cooked but cool down completely and place that on a solid in a keli sheni would be aser. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he is matir. He says, for example, putting cold ketchup on a hot potato or on hot meat will be mutter, even though the ketchup is a liquid. It was cooked already and cooled down completely, because bishalach or bishal balach is one chumra. We saw it's a machlokis, and the din that keli sheni is mavashal in a davar gush is another chumrah. A double chumrah one does not have to worry about. Whereas the mashmas of the Mishnah Berurah happens to be not that way. Now here the Mishnah Berurah mentions the shita of the kolbo, who's a rishon, and he says that even though ain bishal achar bishal in a davar yavesh, if you do hagasa, that will cook. So some explain that's because there are parts of it that don't get cooked well, even after it's been sitting on a fire for a while. But if you stir it, they do get cooked. And others say because here you're doing a maisa bishel. If you do an actual act of cooking by way of hagasa, then even on the fire that constitutes the malacha of bishel. Another thing the Mishnah Berurah mentions is that if you have an urn, using an urn on Shabbos, where the urn may empty itself and break, burn, the halacha is that you can't use it as a chashash, that you're going to want to prevent it from breaking, and you'll add cold water to it. So that today, the urns that we use, one cannot use in a way that there's a chashash that you're going to use up all the water. So it's got to be one that either has so much water in it, or one that would prevent itself from burning, by way of some mechanism it's got there that would turn it off. With this, we conclude Shin Yud Ches, the halachas of Bishul and Shabbos. I'd like to go through a basic chazara of Bishul, and that is the halacha is that a keli rishon, whether on the fire or off the fire, the pot, whether it's sitting on the fire or if it's off the fire, say it's got hot water in it, anything that you place into it that is raw will cook. On the fire is definitely a daraisa. Off the fire is a questionable daraisa, but a keli rishon will cook. Keli sheni, the Gemara tells us, does not cook. However, we have many chumras. Among them, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned the daya that if it's yad nichves bo if you would actually get a burn by touching it, it's considered a keli rishon. Second of all, we have the chumra of dover gush, which is considered a keli rishon. Third thing is, if you remove something with a spoon, with a kaf, so that also, the Mishnah Berurah said, if you submerge the ladle in it, then that the ladle itself would be considered a keli rishon and not a keli sheni. Plus, we had the shash of Kali Abishal, which the Mishnah Berurah brought from the Magen Avraham. So under all circumstances, you don't put something into a keli sheni as a shash that it may become this bashal, with the exception of water and oil. He mentions tavlinim as well, but we don't know if the tavlinim that we have today that are finely ground are also included in that. So practically speaking, what can you put into a keli sheni? You could put water into a keli sheni with the condition that it's not yad nechves po. Between a keli rishon and a keli sheni, we have irui, when you pour onto something. We said irui is mavashal kadei klipa, that cooks the outermost part of it. So we were matur if what you're doing is pouring it onto a bottle with something in it, because the outer part of the bottle will be the klipa. Now what's inside will have the din of having gotten into a kli sheni. If we're going to be machmer in kli sheni, it will not work, except for things we're not machmer for. What are we not machmer? I already mentioned water and oil. There's something else that we're not machmer for. And that is the next halacha. The halacha is a solid that's been fully cooked, ein bishel achar bishel. A liquid that's been fully cooked, but has now cooled down completely, we say there is bishel achar bishel. Nevertheless, you're allowed to put that into a kli sheni. There we would say that it does not cook. So, a solid that's been fully cooked, the halacha is that you can even put it into a kli rishon shalo ala eish. You can certainly do irui onto it. You don't put it into a pot on the fire anyhow. That would be aser under the halachas of shihia or chazara. With regard to a liquid that was fully cooked and cooled down, so we said that you cannot put that into a keli rishon. You could put that into a keli sheni. Those were the basic halachas. We also saw that something that's been roasted or baked, there'll be an iser of bishul even in a keli sheni. Whereas b'di'evid we wouldn't answer because it's really a machlokas haposkim. Now we get to the hakdama of shin yates, the din of borer on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah gives us three basic rules. If you select bad from good, even if it's done by hand for immediate use, that is the malacha of borer. If you use a keli hamayuchid lebrera, such as a sifter on Shabbos, even if you're taking good from bad for immediate use, the halacha is your chayiv. If it is not a kli for brera itself, but you're using a keli, the halacha is that it's asur midrabbanan. In a case where you're doing it by hand and you're taking the good from the bad, but it's not for immediate use, there you're also chayev because of borer. It's only if you take something, you take the good from the bad by hand for immediate use, that we would say you have met all the conditions and it is not malacha, it is considered an act of achilah.